I know. It'd be better, Governor.
Good.
Yeah?
Governor Brown on 90.
Pat?
Mr. President, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, my friend. Working me a little bit. I was sorry to hear about your ankle. Lady Bird told me that you had to call up yesterday and say you couldn't make it.
Well, I broke this ankle, and they're putting a moving cast that I can walk around in tomorrow. So I wasn't in too much pain, but I'm not used to it yet. So I can't ride your horses or anything.
Oh, I'll be doggone. Well, how's your golf game? Was it just bad and you stepped into that ditch purposely? Or?
No, I was beating my wife, believe it or not. I mean, we were playing together, but... I'm getting a little work done here at home. I've been appointing some judges and sitting around here all day. I'm doing more work at home than I am if I were in the office. As a matter of fact, I'm supposed to be on a pack trip out in the High Sierra over this weekend.
Well, you're not going, are you?
No, I'm not going. I can't ride a horse for 6 weeks anyway.
Uh-huh.
How have you been?
I've been doing good. We've had lots of problems around the world, but I think we're facing up to them pretty good, and things are looking all right.
I think you're doing great, and we're going to carry the state of California for you in good shape, too.
Say, Pat, I want to ask you to do something. You've been mighty faithful, and I think awfully effective when nobody else could do anything in California, you've done, and they're always talking about we Democrats are going to lose and going to be in a hell of a shape, but you take Nixon to the cleaners, and I think you knocked him off or he'd be giving us all hell right now. So I gave a little thought to Sunday and came to the conclusion that I wanted to ask you and John Connally to take my nominating time, and I want you to make one of the nominating speeches and John to make one, kind of the principal ones. We'll have a few seconds in, but y'all, I want to see if you wouldn't place my name in nomination.
Well, I can't think of anything that would give me greater pleasure, and I think whatever role that you want me to in that, I think John, being from Texas and your home state, should probably make the nomination. Let me do the seconding, huh?
No, I thought we'd just kind of have y'all co. We'd give y'all more time than the seconders, and we'd just say y'all are co-nominators.
All right, that's fine, and I'll...
I want California and Texas to kind of be together, and I want to recognize you because I think you're about the greatest governor we've got of the greatest state, and you've developed it out there and against greatest obstacles, and the proof the pudding's in the eating, and you look at that educational system you got, and you look at all your water problems. They tell me you're about to solve the intertie problem now.
Yeah, I think we have that working. I got word about 2 hours ago the PG&E has capitulated a little bit, and we'll be able to move these lines all together, which is really something we should do. One of these days, I want to talk to you about the principle of this thing. I think both public and private power have their place, and I'm not a public power doctrinaire, but I don't think they should that we should be at their mercy.
That's exactly right. I held it up after talking to you and told them I'm not going to, and I'm not going to do anything that y'all don't want done.
Well, that's wonderful, and believe me, it will. The Sacramento Bee and the McClatchy newspapers will all be with you, and I'll start working on that speech right away.
Dad, I want it to be like your gridiron speech here. I thought one of the best I ever heard, and I want you to come out there looking fresh as a daisy, and I want you to have that speech in hand. I want it to be the best speech that's ever made, and California's entitled to it, and you can do it if you just get away from all these damn fellas harassing you. That's my trouble. The reason I can't ever get a speech is I've got 40 in after me all the time. So you stay out there with that wife of yours and get that lead pencil and the old yellow tablet, and you get that speech worked out, and I'll get Bill Moore. He'll tell you how long it's going to be, and what time they allow, and you and John just get together where you can kind of cover different phases of it. I haven't talked to John yet, but I kind of think they'd think it's bad if I don't have somebody in my own state, you know.
Oh, yeah. Would you tell him to call me?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Now, one other thing while I'm talking with you. Hello?
Yeah.
On this campaign out here in California, as I told you, I want to bring every single solitary person, Republican, Democrat, everybody under the tent. And please have confidence in me running this day.
Now, well, I do. If I didn't, I wouldn't be pick you the one man in the United States I want to nominate me. I want you tied to me, and I want everybody in the United States to know how I feel about you. Or I wouldn't. This is like a man selecting his wife.
Well, you put it very funny, yeah. But I like it.
Well, it sure does, and I just want...
You'll be very proud of me.
I want California to know that, by God, I believe in you, and I'm for them.
Wonderful, and you'll make the announcement at the right time.
Yes, sir.
I won't say anything about it out here.
Well, the Arrangements Committee is meeting tomorrow, and I'm going to tell them tonight that you're the man I want, and that I'm going to have you and John Connolly be the co-nominators, and I'll have a few to make seconds and kind of scattered out geographically. But they won't make but a 3 or 4 minute one. Y'all will make a 10 or 15 minute one.
Wonderful. It'll be a rip snorter, I promise.
Thank you, Pat.
See you later.